And a happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Oh, how sweet it is. We are live today at the Stadium Swim at the Circa Resorts in beautiful Las Vegas, right here on Fremont Street. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier. Unfortunately, he's back in Nashville, and we're going to – next time, that will be corrected, Dr. Crane. You will be with us, but you're holding it down back there right now. And we miss you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You miss you guys too. It's not really lonely in the office. It's got a crowd back here. It's a full convoy.
Okay. All right. Well,
the sales team there today?
No, I just got, you know, the crew, Parker, okay. Connor, Jake, the other Jake, and Ethan. Okay. So we're good to go.
Am I paying all these people or what? Are they just hanging out?
I don't know. They just wrapped up their show and they're just hanging out. Keeping me company for the day.
Okay. All right. Family atmosphere, man.
We like it. We like it.
It's one big frat house.
Jojo, how do you feel about Vegas so far?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's stunning. I've never been here before in my life. It's stunning. And ran to a lot of Nashville people last night who are out here to see our buddy Vince Gill and the Eagles. And a lot of Titans fans have invaded Sin City. So it's beautiful. Honor to be here. I mean, I can't aptly describe Circa Las Vegas. I think it's unfair if I try to put adjectives around it.
Oh, I know.
Let me just tell you, beyond it being beautiful, the staff here, that's the nicest staff besides the Omni Nashville Hotel I've ever discovered.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're
we
amazing.
Had Marvin pick us up from the airport. Ruth met us when we got here. Yep. We have Aaron, who we're working with. I mean, it's been fantastic. D-Mace is going to be here in a little bit. He should be landing shortly.
They are very interested in Mr. Mason.
They are.
Where's Derek? Where's
yeah,
Derek?
Yeah, like, right. Yeah.
Like we're part. We're now we've become Derek's entourage.
Yeah, right. We're the openers for D-Mace.
And what's really cool about flying out here, my internet's not working, so Chase McCabe was my Willie Donick giving me updates in the Preds game, and they won, man.
They did.
Feel good about
2-1.
That.
2-1. The Preds get the win last night, so they have opened the season 1-0.
Ah, beautiful.
81 more to go.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what we talked about. Just get that one win and then move on. That doubled again against Utah on Saturday night.
Yep. So that was cool. And I got to listen to a good chunk of it while we were on the plane, Pete Weber, Jay Moore, and the crew. So it was good. And then parts that I couldn't see, I texted Willie. And I was just like, all right, how'd they look? And he was like, gritty. It was a gritty win, but, you know, you'll certainly take it. So
Yeah, absolutely we will. So well done. And then we get ready for the Titans who are going to invade Las Vegas. It's funny out here. Titans fans, listen up. Raider fans feel the same way about their football team you feel about your football team. It's like, there's no way. Titans are going to win this game and move on. It's going to be over. We're going to drop to 1-6. Remember, the Raiders opened the season – beating daddy right up in New England.
Yeah,
so they're off to 1-0 now. They've lost 4 or 5 straight, whatever it is, and they're reeling the other way. So it's a great opportunity for the Tennessee Titans to come out here and get a crucial win and be 2-4, because Raider fans are already fed up, which makes me laugh.
So here's the deal: if you're here, if you're coming out here this afternoon or this evening, come by Circa tonight, the Overhang Bar, which is on the second floor of the sports book
right
here at Circa Resorts on Fremont Street, 21 years or older, and come hang out with us. We're going to be there. D-Mace is going to stop by. We're going to hang out, and it's a pregame party, basically, for Raiders and Titans. So you can come by and see us. They have drink specials plus giveaways, including 2 tickets to the Titans-Raiders game. You can go to CircaLasVegas.com for more information. We'll be putting that out throughout the show. But if you are in Vegas coming for the Raiders-Titans game, come by tonight at the Overhang Bar here at Circa.
I love it, man. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. It's nice. It's just, even if you don't gamble, and I don't gamble, it's still awesome. I mean, the screens.
Well,
the
you
fun.
Gambled by doing a show with me, so.
I did do that. And hitting Fremont Street with the NFL insider for the Unathletic, Ricky Merritt, last
yes.
night. Taking autographs. People love his podcast, love him, and so it was a lot of fun last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. I mean, he did. People kept coming up to him asking for autographs or maybe some other things. Who knows? I don't know.
Now, are we able to describe our blackjack adventures this morning? Because it was this morning.
Yes.
Okay. We had a good time last night.
We did. We did. We did. We did. We sat and we were playing some blackjack, and It was your typical game of blackjack where we're all feeling really, really good, and then a few minutes later we're not feeling good. And then when we walked away from the table, it's like, all right, we're not down that much. I think I'm down 19.
That's it?
Yeah.
They lost 90.
Yeah.
But it's all right, though. It was a camaraderie with everybody last night. So it was a lot of fun.
Down 20.
Yeah.
But so we'll get it back.
Yeah, we will. So looking forward to all the Titans fans coming out this weekend. Like Chase just said, come by Circa Las Vegas, say hi, and we'll have a good time out here, man. It's good. Strength in numbers. So already some have reached out. They're coming out here, so it'll be good to see people. Hug your neck and have a lot of fun.
Yep. So, again, live today, and we're going to hit it all. The Preds, the Titans. Is Nashville SC still off? They're on a international break, right?
Correct. Yeah, they return to play October 18th against Lionel Messi and the boys.
Okay. And then it's playoff time.
That is correct.
Very nice. Joe's got his Nashville SC jersey on. I'm glad I didn't bring mine because I thought about it and I was like, I don't need to pack any more clothes because then we would have been matching. It would have been fun. I'm going Dusty Rhodes on a Friday. So.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, the Preds get the 2-1 win last night. The Giants beat the Eagles. How about that?
And it's like the Eagles are imploding now and Jackson Dart's a hero. I saw last night where Russell Wilson came in the game for two plays and Brian Daboll was so mad that Jackson Dart was in the tent. He went to the Giants team doctor and screamed at him to get Jackson Dart back on the field because Russell Wilson is so terrible now as a quarterback.
Yep. That's pretty funny. You know,
all right. Real quick. We talk about trades all the time, the Herschel Walker trade. That Broncos-Seattle trade for the Broncos.
Oh, David, yeah.
That's got to be one of the worst trades of all time.
It's pretty bad.
Awful.
Pretty bad.
Absolutely awful. All right, sorry.
What is our question of the day?
What is the remedy to stay awake when you haven't slept? Is that a good one? I'm curious. I want to know. I mean, it's a non-sports question, but
Jackpot's coffee. That's what it is today.
Okay, I'll take that. No, I mean thought about it because I'm like trying to stay awake now. What do you use besides coffee? I mean, my thing is we're on adrenaline, right? We got the show going on. We got stuff to do after the show. Things. I think if I slow down for a second, I'm done.
Yeah.
So what's the old school remedy that you have to stay awake? But besides coffee, I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean my Red Bull, but I keep active. Like once you slow down, that's when the fatigue sets
you're
done.
In. Let me think of a better question.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get my bearings together.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vegas Joe. This is Vegas
Joe. It's all good, though. It's just all good. I like history. I like exploring. And then so it's a it's fun. I mean, I like it. But I've never been here before. And so, again, the Fremont Street, Vegas, the history, Sinatra, Martin, Sammy, all that good
stuff. And you're downtown. You're in old Vegas, too. So, like,
okay,
that's the cool part.
All right, how about this question? This question's better.
Our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ArriesTactical.com.
Simple question. What's one place you've never been? I know we've done it before, but yeah. I want to know. One place you've never been you'd like to go. One place you've never been that you would love to go visit.
Ireland.
Dublin. Yeah. Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin. Why?
Because I'm Irish descent, so okay. Go to the homeland.
But the sun never shines there.
The sun shines wherever I'm at.
Oh, you take the weather with you like Jimmy Buffett.
That's right.
I said Rome. When I tell people I want to go to Rome, everybody says you don't want to go to Rome because of the pickpocket. All the pickpocketers around.
Ricky said East Nashville.
Oh, I love East Nashville. Speaking of East Nashville, a week from today, we will be in East Nashville. More on that later on.
Oh, we will. Look. I mean, we're going to – I don't know when we're going to be in studio again.
Maybe Tuesday.
This show is on the go.
Yeah. So maybe Tuesday. But next week – so, folks, you don't realize next week – I know we live for the moment. I tell you all the time, live for the moment. Next weekend might be one of the best weekends ever in Nashville sports history.
Oh, I agree.
Lionel Messi's coming to town. LSU Vandy. And
the Braminator.
I think there's one other thing that's happening, too, next weekend – that a concert-wise or something that's going on, But it's but sports wise, Vrabel, Messi, and LSU coming to town. All yep. kind of good stuff. And then, of course, Tennessee travels to Alabama on Saturday night. But that's down in Tuscaloosa. So there's something else going on.
Is there something in Bridgestone?
I know the Preds are gone.
Yeah, Preds are gone. They're in Winnipeg.
Yep. So a lot of fun.
Are you as infatuated as I am with this giant television that we're watching?
So is it 800 feet?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm told?
Yeah.
It's
basically like I'm pretty sure this is like the size or close to the size of what's in Nissan Stadium.
And it's right here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost if you have sensory overload.
Yeah, it's almost.
Yeah, it's too there. Much. But
I mean, we're watching the Pat McAfee show on this giant ass screen right now.
Yeah, I mean, so it's really nice. Again, I mean, I've never been here. Circa, if you want to come out here, come to Circa. It's perfect. It is perfect so far. And so come see the hotel and come to Vegas. Again, a lot of Titans fans are coming out here. I was told all the flights out of Nashville coming out here are booked.
Yeah.
Booked.
And again, tonight, the Overhang Bar here at Circa. Come hang out with us, D-Mace. We will be there for a little meetup with Titans fans, Raiders fans that are coming out here. And I know a lot of Titans fans are going to be out here. We're going to have more coming here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, Friday edition, 102.5 The Game. We are indeed Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live at Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas. Titans and Raiders coming up on Sunday. And the pregame show, Adam Vingan going to pinch it for you since we're out here this week. So that'll be on Sunday out at Twin Peaks there in Cool Springs, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. Look, he better not Wally Pitt me.
Yeah, he will.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind if he does. I like Adam, but yeah. I'm saying.
We'll make sure. He knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Chris Sanders will be there, so they'll hold it down.
Perfect.
Which will be a lot of fun.
We're good. We're switching our question of the day. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah. I like this one better, though.
Go ahead, tell
them. It's a very simple one. In blackjack, do you hit on 16? It's a personal choice. That's what I was told when I learned how to play, was you kind of have to decide that, you know, if the dealer, depending on what the dealer has, obviously, if it's a bus card, then you're probably going to stay. But if the dealer's showing a 10, do you hit or do you stay? Or an 8, do you hit or stay?
I'm hitting all day.
I personally hit.
Yeah. And I ended up losing $90 last night because I took that advice. But
fortune favors the bold.
Fortune does favor the bold. I'm not going to sit there and let our dealer last night, a young man named Central, who was taking all of our money last night. And he had, I mean, he, you know, I want a dealer who engages, right? And he was just taking our money and reveling in the fact he's taking our money. But, no, I mean, I will.
Actually, he had no expression whatsoever.
Zero.
So I don't think he cared.
And by the way, folks who do blackjack, every time is it split?
Split.
I don't win.
Yeah.
I never win.
Or double down.
I think it's a split.
Yeah.
Right? Or did I double down? Hell, I don't remember.
Anything with an F, Joe, do not split it.
Anything with an F?
That's correct.
So explain that to me.
Fours, fives.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
No, I want you to explain this because you're right.
Anything with Fs, do not split them. Fours, fives. What else is a F? I think those are the only two, right?
I know what an
that's
F.
A great. That's actually a great. Anything with an F, you don't split. But like, I aces and eights, you always split.
Okay.
If you have an 11, you always double down.
What I think I had two eights. I think I had.
Yeah, you split.
Split. Yeah, and then Central, you know, I get nowhere, and then he hits like a 17. I get nothing, and then he takes all my money.
And laughs.
Yeah. Yeah, and taunts me out the door.
That's how it goes
sometimes. I said, come out in Fremont Street, boy. And no, I didn't do that. I was so hungry and so tired, I didn't know where I was.
And you still are.
Yes. Fact. That's all true.
So we walked through the sports book this morning because I was curious. I hadn't really looked yet. We got the sheets. The Titans here at Circus Sports are a 4.5-point dog, plus 195 on the money line to the Raiders. Now, look, I think we can all agree that the Raiders are a pretty bad team too.
Yeah.
How much will that win last week help propel the Titans to come out here and get two in a row?
What did Tim Hasselbeck tell us about the win? when you go to the facility on Monday.
Everything's better. The coffee tastes better. Yeah. The sky's bluer.
Right. So it feels good.
Yes.
Right? And I said, I think a good question. For once, I finally had a good question. And I said, Tim, on a win like that on the road, I think is better than at home. And he agreed because you got the road trip back. So now you're feeling good about yourself. It's a 3-4-hour flight back, and you're feeling good. Same thing this weekend. You go on the road, you see what's happening over here, you get the job done, the road trip, you feel it, man. It's like, all right, I want that feeling back again, and you can get it. Let's face it, the Raiders aren't 4-1. They're 1-4. They've lost 4 straight. A lot of grumbling about what's going on over there. Geno Smith is playing terrible. Genty is not really being a great running back right now. People are stopping him. So you got a great chance to win. I mean, I think it's an even game. Now, I got to see it on Sunday. I got to see Cam Ward be the fourth quarter Cam Ward. I got to see more of Gunnar Helm. Ridley, Calvin, I take back everything I said about you because that one catch in the fourth quarter helped you all win the game. I need to see that for a clean – I need to see a clean game.
Yeah.
No turnovers, no penalties, no mistakes, a clean game. They beat the Raiders no problem. I think they're a lot better. And then you got to negate Max Crosby.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, if Latham is going to play, that certainly helps things.
It does, but Crosby's coming. I mean, he is so good. Let me ask
you. And you know he's going to go. He's going to try and hit the right side because he knows Latham's not going to be 100%.
I think he only plays that side. Well, I don't think he ever goes
true.
It's the left tackle side. But you know what? Who I think could be an X factor of this game, and please don't laugh at me.
Okay.
Chig.
What about him?
He did so good against Arizona.
I think to this point, Chig has played well.
Yep, he has. And we banged on him left and
right. And Helm has too, so I'd like to see more two tight end sets.
Absolutely. You know, Jonnu Smith was so underrated when he was here. He went to the Patriots. It was like, bleh. He went to the Falcons. But there were moments when he was here, he was electric, right? And I see a little bit of Chig in him for the fact that when he catches the ball, he runs straight. He just takes off running. So, I mean, Chig could be a factor. Gunnar Helm could be a factor in this game. Cam needs buddies. He needs buddies. They need to get together. And I know John McClain said Tony Pollard needs to be his best friend, but I think he needs to be a receiver, needs to be his best friend, a slot guy, somebody be Cam's best friend that he's always looking to. If you look at the fourth quarter when Cam threw the pass, was intercepted, and the guy fumbled it, all the receiver, and Chris Sanders described this perfectly, and Derek does too, about what do you do when a quarterback scrambles. You have different spots you go to, and you see Ridley circle back, and he comes back to Ridley. And Ridley was going to throw that pass like Roger Clemens. It got tipped. But that was a well-done execution. Everybody knew their roles. Just do it again on Sunday. Do it for 60 minutes, and you can win this game. Now you go back home. You're 2-4. You got confidence, and then Daddy comes to town.
Hey, but, look, if you have some confidence when Daddy comes to town, Daddy's still probably going to beat you, but that helps.
But you come.
You never know.
I'm telling you, if Titans win out this weekend and they beat Daddy next weekend, Amy Adams better throw all of us a party. Is Limelight Club still open over there? No, it's down. Somewhere down there because.
Love how you ask, Rich.
Oh, our on-site producer. Yes. But no, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, she'll have a victory and well-deserved. Do a victory dance. If you're 3-4 and you beat Vrabel, do a victory dance. But it all starts out here on Sunday. You got to beat the Raiders. You got to have any chance and feel good about yourself.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Robbie Stanley going to join us in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the Preds with him.
Yes.
As they get the win last night on opening night. But I'm with you, man. I mean, and especially you say find the go-to receiver, and I agree. And I think Io Manor is starting to slowly become that. Chim Dike, more on the return side, but Chim Dike is showing his worth. But what about Ridley and Lockett? Like, I think Ridley made that big catch last week that was crucial. Lockett jumped on the fumble in the end zone, but they need more out of the veteran guys.
That's a touchdown.
It's a touchdown, but right? They need more out of the veteran guys.
Well, no, and look, and they reacted and made the play and realized their experience to go to the ball, and they got it down. But, yeah, I mean, right, you brought Lockett in. Lockett took a little gas in the tank. But is that more of Cam's inexperience? I'm not finding Lockett. I think he kind of is. I think we're kind of seeing Cam's inexperience right now, which is fine. You get better each game. You get out there and play the whole game. And I'm not of the mind. People are like, well, if they get down big in the late third or fourth quarter, take Cam out of the game. No. That's when you get tested, when you're getting burned by the fire. Aikman talked about that. And the documentary is like, I wanted to be out there when we're bad because I knew at some point it's going to turn around. And I needed that experience, and I needed to go through that fire to get better. Cam Ward needs to go through that fire to get better. If you sit him when things are bad,
What's that telling you? No, it's you're pot committed at this point.
Exactly. So go out there and get the job done and have Cam go through the fire because you build something when you go through the fire.
So the Circa does props, like player props. This is what they have for Cam this week. Over under 192.5 yards passing.
Over. Oh, I like this.
Over.
Yeah. What else we got?
We got some running back props. Tony Pollard, over, under 53.5.
Under.
Yep, okay. Tight ends, receivers. I doubt that they have. Calvin Ridley, over, under 44.5.
Over.
I would say over. And that's it for the Titans on that side. Will a player score a touchdown?
For the Titans?
Let's see. Let's see if they have a Titan on here. Tony Pollard is plus 115. Yes.
Okay.
And that's it for the
time. Oh, my goodness.
All they have.
I mean, look, you win. You get on the national radar more and more and more. But just take care of business on Sunday.
Luke has a question for us on our phone line. Luke, what's up?
Hey, do you think that it was more important for the Preds to get off to a fast start after spending all that money and winning last night? You think, like, that's a bigger relief, or the Titans actually winning a game against the Arizona Cardinals?
Man, that is a great question, Luke.
I think they're both equally as important because the Predators, it wasn't some people were calling it a must-win last night. I don't think it was. I think to some of the fans it was because – of how last year went, so they wanted to start off on a positive note, so it's a good thing they won. The Titans is definitely important just because of how bad this season has been, and we had all gotten to a point where we didn't think they were going to win.
Can they – Luke, is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Luke, can they be equal? Yeah. Because I think Chase is correct. I think they're both equally important.
I would believe so. I think the expectations being tampered by the Titans' lack of roster, like – just makes it to where I think we all knew going in we're going to get one or two wins out of this year. Maybe if you're really optimistic, four. But I think the Preds, like, we're looking at, you know, these guys are cup contenders if they play right.
Yes.
So I think that the start was very much on Andrew Brunette's job was probably on the line in the first eight games. If he goes 0-8 again, you got to can everybody and go for maybe even trots.
No, Luke, that you're a good point, Luke. Thank you. May always the force and good questions be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
I try to give you good ones every once in a while.
God knows we need them. We don't have good ones on our own. Great question, Luke, because you get 82 games in hockey. You get 17 in football, right? So you could lose a couple here and there, but winning and getting off on the right foot for the Predators is important. Getting that first win and the deep breath, because we talked to Jim White about that, just the – around the facility that was not a question this week.
Yeah,
no question. Like, when are you going to win? That was not. So you take that question away. But I think both games were equally important for the Predators. Off to the good start. Now they're 1-0, feeling good. Now you erased last year. Most of that, like, all right, we're off to a good start. You still remember it though. But for the Cardinals and the Titans, you win that game. I don't care if Arizona handed it to you. You still had to win. You got it done. Equally important. Now go do it again.
Kenny the mailman has a Vegas question real quick. Kenny, what's up?
Listen, I'm sort of worried about you out there, Joe. Did they assign someone to you to, like, walk around with you? I'm afraid we're going to see shirtless pictures of the bleeding.
No. No, you know what's funny, Kenny, is that, look, I raised a lot of hell when I was young, but when God blessed me with a little girl as a daughter, my life changed. and I become less angry and violent. Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh, I just remembered what Turco said. I hate it.
Less of a hellraiser.
What was that saying, don't split with a number that has an F in it? Is that what he's
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
Well, I had one for you, a clue. I was always told don't gamble on any day that ends in a Y.
Yeah, well,
that's the best advice.
Well, Babette got mad at me when we was out there. I would only play vending machines. And she said I was so stupid. But I look, Babette, at least I'm getting M&Ms. A girl named Shauna is not going to take all my money. I at least got M&Ms. So watch yourself, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Kenny should do open night at Zany's.
Ron White had one of the best bets one time. Like, I went to Vegas. You know, if you're gambling, you're drinking for free out there. And I got so drunk that I was putting all my money into one machine, paying out every time. I woke up the next morning, I had three cases of Mountain Dew.
I laughed so hard.
We're going to check in with Robbie Stanley from Robbie and Rexor coming up next. Predators went 2-1 against Columbus last night. We'll get his thoughts on that. Chase and Big Joe live in Las Vegas, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game out here at Circa Las Vegas Stadium Swim on this Friday. Predators open their season with a 2-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Ryan O'Reilly getting a goal. UC Saros in net. We say hello to Robbie Stanley, one half of Robbie and Rex Road. Mornings from 6 to 9 here on 102.5 The Game, and also writes for NHL.com. Robbie, the Predators are 1-0, only 81 more to go. How you doing?
I'm doing good, boys. I'm impressed that you guys are awake and alive after one night out there. How are we doing out there?
We're pacing ourselves. Like, you know, Joe's never been here, so I'm a little concerned about him. But, you know, I've done this a time or two, so I know you can't go too hard on night one, but we got in around 9 o'clock last night, and it's not too bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you two are together, and I saw that Ricky's out there too, that's a dangerous, dangerous trio, my man. Dangerous
well, we got D-Mace here, so we'll put him in charge. Hopefully it'll be good.
Oh boy, what a task for D-Mace.
So let's talk about this team last night. I don't know if you looked at it differently. I didn't say it was a must win, but I thought it was a, hey, if they do win, they can shut some things up a little bit based on what happened last year. They come out, they get the first goal. It's a gritty one. Columbus ties it up. It looks like Columbus takes the lead. They call that back. Predators ultimately score the game winner and take the 2-1 win. So how would you rank their overall performance and the importance of that win last night?
Well, I thought the performance was okay. You know, Columbus was pretty clearly the better team for two periods, and then the Predators, to their credit, turned it on in the third. And not even just the goal by O'Reilly, but they looked really good in the third period. So, I mean, it looked like a typical season opening game would look. There's a lot of sloppy hockey out there on both sides. I mean, you're just getting going in the regular season. But as you're building your game, you got to find a way to pick up points. Like, that's the name of the game in October. So good on them for being able to do that. I mean, look, Chase, they are very, very clearly disgusted and tired of talking about last year. Like, you can see when somebody asks them a question about it, like, there is a visceral reaction on Andrew Burnett's face when he starts talking about last year. So they're wanting to put it behind you. You get some wins early in the year, and that goes a long way towards doing that.
How do you think that Brady Martin looked in his first NHL game?
I thought he's all right. You know, for an 18-year-old kid who was playing on the top line, and not just playing on the top line, but playing against the other team's top line, that's a whole lot going on for an 18-year-old. So I thought he handled the moment well. I thought that, you know, physically there's still some room for growth there. He talked about that after the game. He was just like, these guys are so strong, and I've got to get in the gym. And I think, you know, when you're an 18-year-old, you're 185 pounds, and they're asking you to play top-line center, there's definitely some physical growth that he's going to have. He got knocked off the puck a couple times last night. But he's clearly very smart, and the coaching staff and Barry Trotz, I think, trust him a lot. And I don't know if that means that he's going to be up with the big club the full season. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get a few more games at least, and then by that 9-game mark, they're going to have to make a decision. But for his first game in that environment, going up against the other team's top line, I thought he handled himself pretty well.
Robbie Stanley's with us. He's part of my favorite radio show in America, Robbie and Rex, Road 6 to 9 on 102.5 The Game. Also, Robbie works for NHL.com. And besides all that, he's just a beautiful soul. All right, Robbie, you talked to Chase about – you're telling me a lot of average things that I think you're feeling right now. Tell me the most positive – besides the win, what was the most positive thing last night for the Nashville Predators?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, UC Stars looked great, and that's going to be a big talking point all year long with the first year of the 8-year contract kicking in. So, look, it's a season-long thing. One game doesn't really mean a whole lot, but he looked awesome in the one game. So that's a very good sign. And the other thing is this. Like, Roman Yossi, you know, was a scary thing over the offseason. He got diagnosed with POTS. Didn't really know what was going on at the end of last year and finally got a medical answer. And I thought in the third period he looked really good last night. And you know, he's 35 years old. He's got a medical condition that he's dealing with now. I don't know that we'll ever see, like, top-level Norris Trophy Roman Yossi again. But maybe we will. Maybe he's got one more year left in it. He looked really good in the third period. And him being back, him being available, him being out there, and not just out there, but playing well like he did in the third period, that's a big deal for this team. So I thought that was probably, besides the performance of UC Saros, the most encouraging thing from last night was Yossi getting out there and looking pretty good in the third period.
Robbie, was there a – I know you talked – they don't want to answer questions about last year, and I totally understand it. But was there a deep sigh of relief in the locker room because that, oh, my God, you're starting out 0-1. Those questions weren't asked last night, and they got the win, and had to feel good in that locker room last night.
Oh, I think so, Big Joe. And, like, you know, even if they don't say it, like, I thought last night about Stamkos, Marchessault, and Brady Shea. Like, those guys do not know what it's like to be in a Nashville Predator uniform and not be totally behind the eight ball, right? Like, from the jump last year, they were 0-5. They couldn't get anything going, and they never figured it out. They were so far out of it by the time Christmas rolled around that you knew that they weren't making the playoffs and that there was going to be a horrific season. Well, you know, it's one game, it's one win. You know, they could lose the next four, and we're talking about a bad start. But for the moment, you're 1-0, you're feeling good about yourself, and you're feeling like maybe this year can be different, and you've got some confidence. And I think that's the main thing. I mean, last year's team had zero confidence because they were in such a deep hole that you just felt like you were chasing it the whole time. So if they can stay afloat here in the first 20 games as they're building their team game and getting to a point where they're feeling pretty good about the way they're playing, like, I think that's a pretty big deal.
Well, how was Brunette? Because that had the same question. I know the players the same question, feeling good about themselves. The fact that he doesn't have to be asked that question about, oh, my God, another bad start. How was he after the game? He had to be extremely – I don't think extremely happy is the word, but I think he had to be relieved they're 1-0.
No, I think so. And look, he knows what the deal is. Like, if they start off the season losing a lot, I mean, the first thing people are going to do is point at him, right? Like, you look at the betting markets, you look across the NHL. I saw, you know, the Athletic came out with a poll about who's the first coach that's going to get fired in the NHL. And he was far and away the number one answer. Like, he knows the noise that's around him heading into this year. So if he can get off to that good start, it quiets that. And look, you know, he believes that he's a good hockey coach. Clearly, Barry Trotz believes he's a good hockey coach, or he wouldn't have kept him around. And look, I believe he's a good hockey coach, but you have to have the results in the NHL. So I do think relief is probably the right word. And now we'll see from game one to game two, do they look better? Do they look sharper?
Robbie Stanley is with us from Robbie and Rex Road and NHL.com. All right, Rob, I'm going to put you on the spot. And these are rapid-fire questions based on one game, the overreaction of seeing one game. After seeing one game, what is this team's record after 10 games?
I will go 6-4 and – yeah, I'll go 6-3-1. There you go.
6-3-1. Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Based on one game, is Andrew Brunette the head coach by Thanksgiving?
Yes, I think he will be.
Based on one game, what does this team need to add to get over the hump?
Well, I still think that they're really light at center. And, you know, we'll see if Brady Martin sticks around. But center depth is going to be a big talking point for them all year long. And if you're a Predators fan listening, you're like, oh, great. We've been talking about that for 30 years at this point. But I think this year in particular, they've got some real question marks there.
Based on one game, UC Saros is what?
Based on one game, he's a Vezina Trophy contender. Now, we'll see if that keeps going here, but he looked really good last night, and they're clearly making an emphasis on making sure that he can see the puck and clear in the porch, as they call it. And for one game, they did a pretty decent job of it. So if they can do that, I think he's going to have a good year.
All right, we will see. Great stuff. Thanks for jumping on last minute with us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be listening Monday at 6 o'clock for full reaction of the Titans and the Preds and all those things with you and Joe Rexroad.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you.
That is Robbie Stanley again. Robbie and Rexroad, 6 to 9 every Monday through Friday, and also writes for NHL.com and does a fantastic job.
Got your shoes off.
I did. Is that cool?
I guess, yeah. You're across the room. I'm good with that, man.
I know. I'm committing a foul. I'm wearing socks with, you know, my slides.
Air it out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to. I will.
Feel it. Good about
it's getting warm, so.
Who cares, you know, what your toes look like?
We'll do that.
I mean, you got talons. That's okay, though. I mean,
I do.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, that is for sure. We're live today at Stadium Swim at Circa. We'll continue with a lot of fun and all those things. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what? Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who brought this guy along?
Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this. Well done, Dr. Crane, on this Friday. Live at Circa, here at Stadium Swim. Okay, I'm going to take a picture and tweet it out and on Instagram, at the Chase McCabe, at Chase on Game on Twitter. Of this is my perspective right now. No, Joe, you can be in it.
Okay.
We'll let these gentlemen walk by and then I'll do it. But this is like I'm sitting on the couch and doing the show and watching this beautiful view.
Okay. But also, here's the best thing. This view could be your view.
It could be.
So we're not any special than anybody else. This view could be your view if you come out here to Circa and stay. So we're grateful that we're out here.
So ruled out for the Titans against the Raiders, Arden Key, Blake Hantz, Marcus Harris, Bryce Oliver, Joey Sly.
The kicker is out?
The kicker is out. However,
I don't think that kicker comes back.
Callahan said the Titans hope to be able to open Tavondre Sweat's return to practice window next week. Jahad Ward is the extra captain on Sunday. Matthew Wright will kick for the Titans. They signed him to the practice squad this week. He will kick.
Good.
J.C. Latham, good to go.
Good. They'll need him. Matthew Wright, hope he's a good kicker. Doesn't have a kicker's name. Like Joey Sly.
He doesn't have the right name?
Please leave.
I'll go lay by the pool.
Come back with Derek Mason at 1. No, I'm kidding about that. Look, if Joey Sly can't go, I hate talking about kickers, so we're done talking about kickers and punters. Can't stand it. So, yeah, J.C. Latham being back. Look, J.C. Latham was playing okay versus the Broncos at that right tackle position. He's back. He's healthy. You know, and Bill Callahan's supposed to be the offensive line guru. Well, you got a true test this week in Max Crosby. How can you stop Max Crosby? Having J.C. Latham back in the game is a huge plus.
Well, and I think having Latham and Zeitler there on the right side is going to help him run the ball.
And then,
that's going to Tony Pollard's the one that's going to be real excited about that.
Right. So it's just interesting because last week the offensive line had their best performance since 2019. So, but if they can get elevated because of Latham being back, then good. Dan Moore's got to be at a high level. Skoronski's playing at a high level. Cushenberry the same across that front five. Again, we all know this. If you give quarterback time to throw the football, he can carve you apart. Give Cam time to throw the football. But again, I think Cam Ward is best out of the pocket, the misdirection. And if you can find that one guy, whether it be Chig or, I don't know, DK or Aya Manor or whoever, but find that, but get him out there. But again, you got to protect your quarterback. And I forget who it said, what coach this was. It might have been Parcells a long time ago about Phil Sims. He says if Phil Simms has the cleanest jersey after the game, we've won. And I'm like, yep.
That's exactly it. I mean, that's a great belief, great way to put it. But, yeah, I mean, look, I was already concerned about the kicking game because I don't think Joey Sly has been all that great. Now I'm even more concerned about it.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
Well, I'm not a coach. So I'm not a GM. So I can't.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really know what to tell you.
Well, I think you can. Look, we missed our opportunity last week at Stratford to have Dr. Crane try to kick a 40-yard field goal.
We still need to do that. Yep. Dr. Crane.
Yes, sir.
Legitimately, how far do you think you could kick it?
I think a 40-yard field goal is definitely doable for me.
All right, we have to set this up.
Yeah.
So you could make it. If you did the Pat McAfee challenge on game day, you could do that?
That's a chip shot.
Oh, okay. Hey,
did you kick in high school?
I kicked in, I guess, junior high, but my first ever time kicking, like, I was not really a natural kicker, per se. And then our head coach saw me kicking before practice one day, just kicking 40-yard field goals. And he goes, you can kick? I was like, yeah, I played soccer. So then I went to high school, played football. I tried out for punter and kicker, but we had a guy that was already committed to go to Air Force and Luke Strabel. And then he kind of bred another guy underneath him to be the next kicker. And this guy named Anthony Hagee, he was really good. He kicked like 55-yarders in his sleep.
He did what?
Kicked 55-yard field goals in his sleep.
The guy underneath him, what? Dr. Crane, I'm calling.
Beneath him on the depth chart?
I love you. I think you're a great man. I think you missed this so bad.
Nah.
We will make fun of you.
That's fine. Make fun of me while I jump with joy as it goes to the uprights.
Here's what we do. I mean, I think this is an opportunity. We should partner with a charity or maybe Unity Psych, something. Let's raise some money and hype this up, and we'll go to, I mean, FRA or Father Ryan or McGavick or what. We'll get this set up somewhere for him to kick a field goal.
Okay.
I'll make a phone call today.
And like, let's make this a thing. We'll get our Sean Ford, if you're listening, here you go. Here's an opportunity. Let's make this a big deal of Nick Frazier makes a kick.
All right. Well, we need to maybe have a listener that can do it and have if they make it, they get tickets to an event or something.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Outkick Dr. Crane.
Yep. Nick for kicks. Let's do it.
There it is. Nick for kicks.
Nick for kicks.
I like that.
I like it. It's like Scott's Tots.
Something
like
that.
Is that what it is? Except you got to pay off at the end, unlike Michael Scott, who didn't.
Yeah.
And gave them laptop batteries.
Nick's, what is it again?
Nick's for kicks.
Nick's for kicks.
I like that.
We need to get three listeners and you all try to kick a 40-yard field goal. Or are we going to do like 25, 30?
Oh, I think, I think we do that. Because, right. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. And again, I love Dr. Crane. He's talking a little bit.
Yes.
And so I think we need to make him walk it. Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's so. And look, we'll give you some warm ups. You can stretch the leg and warm up, but
all right.
I think if we're going to do this, we got to make him earn it.
So also part of this deal, Nick, when you do this, I'm going to have an air horn. And when you go, I'm going to blow that air horn, and it'll be so loud so that when you try to make that field goal, all you're going to hear is
living a house of cowboys. Joe doesn't faze me.
Okay. All right. I love it. Ice water in his veins.
What about if we throw eggs at you?
Go ahead. I'll eat them afterwards.
All right. What about if we throw hot water?
Can we put you in full gear? Can we figure out how to put you in full pads?
Yeah. I still have my helmet from high school. I can do that.
All right. I got 9 helmets on my desk.
Because here's what I'm thinking we do. We call Jeff Fisher. We get you we set this up with the Cats. We'll get you in full Cats gear.
Oh, why don't we get our Cat kicker? What's that guy's name? Gunner? The Alabama? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. This has become
we
a nice
We set this
event
up.
Now.
We'll talk to Pogue. We'll set this up with the Cats. But we'll do it on an outdoor field.
Yes.
But we can do something with the Cats and have some fun with this.
All because Nick thought he was cool.
Hey, and guess what? He might be. Look, we could get him a job as kicker of the Cats. Who knows?
I think he's got a better chance of being the kicker at Classic Cat instead of the National Cats. But we'll see. We'll see.
J.C. Latham is back on Sunday. We'll talk to Chris Sanders coming up next about that and much more. We're live at Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.